some of the communities that that I worked in, there'd be one surviving member of a family, and it could be a six-year-old boy or five-year-old girl that's wondering where mom and dad has gone, and having to give them psychosocial support to actually deal with their trauma. So to go back quite recently with World Vision and actually see the work that World Vision's doing post-Ebola was actually amazing to see that some of these children have got some kind of hope, because losing that breadwinner in your family, like a dad, and then that will cater for your school fees and put food on the table, and all of a sudden you're living with an extended family. World Vision were trying to actually give some of these children hope. A child that's lost their parent can actually have someone they don't know 3,000 miles away in the UK can say, well, even though you've lost your parent, you're in this condition, there is hope. I'm going to pay for your school fees through child sponsorship. I'm going to make sure you have 3 meals a day like any child in the UK would have, you know. And for me, it was quite pleasing to see that there was hope at the end of the tunnel for some of these children. So to actually come to Tunbridge Wells and have a replica, it's quite amazing. We've had people walk through the journey of hope and see how life is like in these mud huts, especially in the raining season. For them, it's kind of like a realization of to be grateful of what they got. For them to actually have that 2 minutes experience to actually say, hold on a minute, people actually live like this in 2017. It's for them to actually see these problems and for us to raise awareness and also see how they can support us to actually keep bringing hope to these children in these difficult situations. We do urge people to come down to the Royal Victoria Place and actually go through this experience and then see how they can get on board and support. We have a child sponsorship program going on where you can actually sponsor a child from Sierra Leone and other countries that we work in. Child sponsorship is quite unique, actually, because it actually puts you in a position to make a difference in one child's life. Bring the family around, especially the children, so they can at least know that there are children similar age in the other part of the world that have to walk 7 miles a day to access education and to get water that does more harm than good to them. They can get that experience through going through the journey of hope, and also, much more important, at the end of this journey, be in a position to actually say, you know what, I want to give one 14-year-old to actually have an education and choose to marry whoever they want to, not be enforced by that 85-year-old grandmother who's got no source of income, just looking for somebody to pass the responsibility, a man that's 3 times her age to get married, which shouldn't be happening.